This is episode number 260 of the Fearless Presentations Podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on fearless presentations, Doug Stannard.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fearless Presentations. I'm Doug Stannard, CEO of the Leaders Institute, and my goal is to help you become a fearless and confident speaker and presenter. This week, I'm going to start a new series on how to actually get paid to speak in front of a group. And I know a lot of you, especially those of you who are regular listeners of the podcast, kind of, and the ones that subscribe to the podcast, you do that for tips and tricks on how to reduce nervousness and become a more comfortable speaker in front of a group. However, public speaking is one of, if not the highest paid professions in the world. So on this episode, I'm going to dispel the myth about what a professional speaker is. Basically, a professional speaker is just somebody, a person who has had somebody pay him or her to speak in front of a group. So if you think about it, an elementary school teacher is a professional speaker, and trial attorneys are professional speakers. So are salespeople and realtors and combat officers who give mission briefings to their team. So each of these types of presenters deliver information and presentations or briefings that their audiences need in order to solve a problem. However, almost all of those people give away this information for free. So in this series, I'm going to show you how you can actually generate an additional stream of income by speaking about your expertise. And by the way, next week, I'm going to give you a quick little step-by-step way to improve the process and help you refine your ability to present and build your credibility up in front of the marketplace. And then in future episodes, I'm going to show you how to market yourself as a speaker. By the way, if you are enjoying the episodes, I need a favor from you, please. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and then leave me a review wherever you download the podcast, because your subscriptions, downloads, and your reviews especially, they help us keep the content of the show free because it allows us to reach a much bigger audience. By the way, the episode is sponsored by fearlesspresentations.com. So if you're looking for a faster way to reduce public speaking fear or become a more persuasive speaker, we've got two-day public speaking classes coming up in cities like Tampa, Phoenix, Charlotte, St. Louis, Chicago, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, New York, Indiana, Philadelphia, and Dallas. So for details about those cities or any other class that we have coming up, just go to fearlesspresentations.com. All right, so let's get on with today's session. I remember back, it was my junior year in college, and my dad invited me to go to a business conference. And I drove, you know, 4 or 5 hours to meet him at a big city convention center. And I was wowed because there were people that would come up on stage. They were successful business people that were teaching other folks in the audience how to become more successful. I was mesmerized. I was like, oh my God, do these people actually get paid just to speak? They actually get paid money to stand up in front of a group on stage and speak. And I remember thinking, at the time I was maybe 21, maybe 20, 21, something like that. Anyway, I was thinking, God, man, I wonder how much money do they make? Well, it turns out quite a lot. And by the way, it's easy to develop a career as a public speaker if you're already a celebrity. You know, if your last name is Trump or Schwarzenegger, hey, no problem getting people to pay you to speak. However, that is not the only way to become a professional speaker. So basically, in this episode, I'm going to share with you a few tips about how you can actually become a professional speaker. Now, there are things that have to be put into place before you can actually charge people for you to get up and speak in front of them. And the more of these things that are in place, the higher fee that you can typically charge. But I'm going to give you some of the basics on this episode, and we're going to more detail on the next couple of episodes. By the way, if you have a famous last name, a lot of times it may not matter what you actually speak on. People just want to say that they saw you in person. You'll also likely have a speech writer working on something inspirational for you to say anyway. But what happens if you don't have a famous last name to back you up? What if you didn't win an Olympic gold medal? Or what if people don't know you from anybody else on the street? Well, since 99.9% of us are in that situation, how can we increase our fame to become a professional speaker? Well, before we explore the tips that I'm going to give you on how to become more famous or to generate the types of fees that some of these professional speakers make, let's explore the different types of speakers so you'll kind of know where you'll fit in if you want to be a professional speaker. So there are basically three types of people that make a living or at least make significant income from speaking in front of a group. And each one has a different rise to success and each has a different focus. And really, there's actually a fourth type of speaker as well that we'll talk about. But for the most part, we're going to focus on the first three because those are the ones that we typically come across most often. The last type typically doesn't experience a long-lasting success. And we'll just kind of touch up on that one just briefly. The first type, though, this is the one that is most common, the one that we see, especially in big prominent roles as a speaker, and that's the celebrity professional speaker. So by celebrity, we're often talking about actors or athletes or other people who have been in the spotlight for one reason or another. For instance, athletes and coaches like Magic Johnson, Joe Theismann, Lou Holtz, those are professional athletes or professional coaches that spent their career playing sports and then left their sports career to do to become professional speakers and have generated a fairly significant amount of revenue from the speeches that they deliver. And they made that career, that additional career out of their celebrity. So basically, if they hadn't had been athletes or coaches, it would have been very tough for them to become a professional speaker. But because of that celebrity, they're able to pull that into another career. In addition, there's also actors who deliver motivational speakers. The ones that are kind of most famous that generate a significant amount of income from their speeches are going to be ones like Will Smith and Ice-T. Each one of those two guys started their careers in music. They started out as rappers and then they transitioned into acting on TV and in movies. And now they also speak professionally. Other folks that have done this is like John Cleese, the guy from Monty Python. Even if you're not familiar with his work, if you're not as old as I am and you've never seen Monty Python or the Holy Grail or any of those funny movies from the 70s and 80s, you'll probably recognize John Cleese when you see him because he's been in everything. But he's really spent the last couple of decades leading funny, inspirational keynote speeches, helping business people generate higher levels of revenue. And since he's so funny, he's able to generate significant fee because of his celebrity and because of the way that he delivers the information. Talk show hosts like Anderson Cooper and Oprah Winfrey are also very popular motivational speakers. Currently, some of the most lucrative motivational speakers actually come from reality TV, though. Guys like Kevin O'Leary and Damon Johns from Shark Tank, they're both very popular in the speaking arena right now. And then there's also a few celebrities who were famous for a single event or something that caught everybody's attention. A couple of examples of those are like Rudy Rutiger from the movie Rudy, you know, the kid who walked on at Notre Dame and ended up playing in the final game. A very inspirational movie that Rudy turned into a pretty successful speaking career. Aaron Brockovich, They made a movie about her. And because of that movie, she's been able to generate significant fees when she goes out to speak, and she's able to speak on causes that she's most concerned about as well. So each of these professional speakers, though, were famous before they ever delivered their first professional speech. So that strategy really isn't open to most of us. They are, if you happen to be famous for something, you can definitely use that technique to help you generate a speaking career or to create a speaking career. But for most of us, though, we haven't been in the limelight like that. And so as a result, that option's not really open to us. The second type is very similar to the celebrity, the actors and athletes and that kind of thing. But they're people who created their celebrity from politics. So celebrity politicians, a lot of times they're speaking for fees. They're speaking for fundraisers or something like that. So it's very similar to celebrity. The main difference, though, is the focus. The focus of the politician is quite different. The celebrity who uses public speaking as a way to promote their other ventures, you know, so if it's an actor, then he or she is typically speaking in order to promote a movie or a TV series, or sometimes just to promote themselves so that they're able to generate higher fees when they do movies and TV and stuff like that. Politicians, on the other hand, are most of the time when they're speaking for as a fundraiser or for a political cause. Sometimes, by the way, that causes themselves. You know, sometimes the political speaker is somebody who has already done a political career. They've already accomplished something. Maybe they were a governor, or maybe they ran for president, didn't actually make it. So now they're using that celebrity to create an income. But for the most part, a lot of the political speakers they're doing their political speeches for some type of political cause, or trying to create a behavior change in the people that are listening to them. So almost all politicians, by the way, fall into this category of professional speaker. However, there are a few current examples that that are very prominent at the moment, and I'll kind of show you how they can use their celebrity to actually build their celebrity. So, like, for instance, one of the ones that's in the news right now is Stacey Abrams. She was the lady that ran for governor in Georgia 4 years ago, and she didn't make it. She didn't win, and she used that loss to increase her celebrity. So she basically spent the last 4 years creating organizations and nonprofits and things like that to try to fix the voting laws and things like that in Georgia. And so she's spoken over and over and over again, probably, I'm guessing, at least a few times a week for the last 4 years, every week for the last 4 years, to generate that type of celebrity. And now she's running for governor again. Likewise, on the other side of the political spectrum, one of the most highly paid political keynote speakers is Sarah Palin. So she was John McCain's vice. She was running to be vice president with John McCain back, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever, however long that ago that was. She recently announced that she's going to be running for Alaska senator. So she generates over $100,000 per speech right now. So there's a good chance that most of that money is going back into the coffers to try to get her elected. There are other politicians that generate a high fee: Bill and Hillary Clinton, George W. and Jeb Bush, Rudy Giuliani. All kinds of high-level politicians are also high-level professional speakers, create a very significant income from their speeches. And of course, the absolute most highly paid professional speaker on the face of the earth are the few, there's only a couple of them, but the few people who are both celebrities and politicians. The two that are most common are the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor was he was famous for the Terminator, all the Terminator movies, and Conan the Barbarian, and tons of just dozens and dozens and dozens of high revenue generating films and movies. And then he ran for governor and was elected governor of California. And then hasn't made a whole lot of movies. He makes most of his income by going out and speaking and endorsing and that kind of thing. So, and in fact, he generates up to $1 million per keynote speech because of both. He's both a celebrity and a politician. So, just as an FYI, the most highly paid that I could find anyway, public speaker, the person that generates the highest fees right now anyway, is Donald Trump. He generates over $1.5 million per speech. So that's a pretty significant income for an hour or 2 hours of your time. So again, though, each one of these politicians that's not necessarily the easiest way to become a professional speaker, because most of these speakers are generating significant incomes because they either won an election, became that famous politician, and can generate those fees after, 4 years or 8 years of being in that situation, or like in Abrams' case, where she used the fact that she didn't get elected as the way to generate the income. But for the most part, that's a huge time commitment in order to try to generate that type of celebrity. And there's no way that it's guaranteed that you're going to get that type of celebrity to become a speaker. You could not get elected. And if that's the case, your whole speaking career goes out the window at that point, right? So let's talk about the third one. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on the third type of speaker, because that's where most of us kind of fall into. We're the non-celebrity innovator who speaks on a niche or a niche topic. So this is the third type of person. This is the person who genuinely has something valuable to say, but doesn't yet have the fame yet. And this professional speaker doesn't start out with that brand recognition that some of the celebrities that we've talked about before have. So as a result, he or she will have to build his or her celebrity to create a speaking career. So becoming a professional public speaker, if you're in this category, it can be a challenge, no doubt. It's not easy, but then again, it's not impossible either. It does take more focus. And by the way, we're going to spend the rest of this session just kind of talking about how you can actually do that. And we'll go into more detail on some of the additional episodes in the next couple of weeks. So a few of the types of speakers that have kind of made it big using this technique are names that you're going to recognize. They're going to be people like Malcolm Gladwell and Stephen Covey. They've written a number of books. They've generated that type of celebrity so that when they go out to speak, they're going to generate a premium fee from their speeches. But each of those types of speakers are kind of few and far between. It takes a lot to get to the New York Times bestseller list. That's not a very easy thing to do. But what I'm going to show you here is I'm going to show you a list or a short list anyway of a few people that you may not recognize their names, but they generate $2-3 million a year speaking for a living. And they do it in a way that you probably would have never, you may not even ever come across them or know who they are. Let me give you a couple of them. By the way, the more common professional speaker in this category is going to be this type of group. It's going to be the people who specialize in a niche. For instance, one of my friends, Tom Antion, he figured out how to attract millions of people to his website by giving away content. And he figured this out in the early 2000s. And so he generates millions of dollars every single year by teaching people how to do what he calls sitting on your butt and make money. So basically, he's figured out how to use search engine optimization and content to get people to go to his websites and that kind of thing. And he teaches other people how to do that. So as a result, he calls his speaking engagements, when he goes out and does one of these, 2-day conventions or 3-days conventions that he charges a premium fee for, he calls them butt camps, because he shows you how to make money by sitting on your butt. They're not boot camps, right? So it's a funny kind of way that he uses to brand his content a little bit differently than what most people do. Another guy that's very prominent now is a guy named Michael Stelzer. And Michael, he created a podcast called Social Media Examiner. And I don't know Michael, by the way. I kind of know what he's done. And unlike Tom, that I've known for years and years and years, Michael is one of those guys that I've come across, but I don't know him personally. But he created a hit podcast and then turned it into a lucrative speaking career. So he generates millions of dollars every year from a single speaking event. It's called Social Media Marketing World. And he'll have thousands of people come to this. And he spends basically the whole year's worth of podcasts promoting this one event, gets people from all over the world coming in and paying a fee to hear him and his guest speakers kind of speak, and generates tons of income from it. So that's the third type of speaker. That's the speaker who is a professional speaker because he or she has figured something out and they're teaching other people how, and the information that they're providing is very valuable. And so people will actually pay them to come in and speak at a conference, a convention, at a training seminar, at a session of some type, because they want the information that this person has been able to create. So the fourth one is one that I just going to touch upon, and then we'll kind of end the session for today. And next week when we get back together, I'll give you some of the things that you need to have in place in order to be one of these next Antions or next Stelzner people. I'll kind of give you some of the things that, if you have these things in place, it will help you generate a more significant career. But the fourth type of speaker is I call them shysters. These are people that they speak, but they never really provide value. They're the folks that get up on stage or they get up in front of a group and they always tell you that they're going to tell you something, but they never actually tell you that thing, right? They never tell you how to do it. I remember I got involved in a mastermind group years ago, probably at this point, maybe 12, 13 years or so ago. And I was really excited because the people that I was networking with, these were all professional speakers. These were people that were kind of in the same boat that I was. We had all generated multi-million-dollar companies for in the training industry. And we were kind of batting around ideas and sharing success stories and things that kind of helped us. And so it was a fantastic group to be involved with. But I remember that one of the guys that was in that group, he and I kind of created a little bit of rapport with each other. And I noticed that he was putting together these 200, 300 person events, charging a premium fee for people to go to them. He invited me to one. I kind of went to it and I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. It was fun. But when it was all over, I kind of went to him and I said, "Hey, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, you marketed this 3-day convention as being something that was going to be life-changing for people, that you were going to show them how to do a bunch of stuff." And he kind of laughed at me when he said that. He said, "Doug, if you want to make $1 million in the speaking business, you always tell people what they need to do, but you never tell them how to do it." And I got like this, I felt like I wanted to throw up. I'm like, "Dude, you are cheating people. Wait a minute. I wanted to go, I had flown in. And so I wanted to get back to my hotel room, take a shower. It was so cringy. It was just one of those things that once I didn't realize people like that existed, but they do, they're out there. So these are people that do make income, but it's temporary. I mean, you are not going to generate a significant career speaking in front of a group if what you are providing them as far as content wise doesn't help the other person. If it's not helpful to them, if it's not worth the fee that they're paying you, it's going to be temporary and you're going to be cheating people. And so just kind of keep that in mind. If you're really wanting to be a professional speaker, the best way is to do the third technique that I was mentioning earlier, in that you find a better way to do something. You go out and do something with your career and find a better way to do it, and then teach other people how to do that. And you'll make a ton of money, and you'll help a bunch of other people, and folks will follow you, and they will promote the heck out of you because you're providing them with a service that they couldn't get anywhere else. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you want to be a great speaker, if you want to be a professional speaker, that's really one of the best ways that I've ever found anyway. All right. So next week, I'm going to talk about some of the things that, if you want to be a professional speaker, these are the things that have to kind of be in place. These are things that you're going to need to kind of work on in order to be able to generate the fees that are going to put you in the upper echelon of professional speakers. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about things that you can do to promote yourself as a professional speaker that will generate other significant income for you. So stay tuned. We'll see you next week on the Fearless Presentations podcast. Bye, y'all.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.